Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Sunday, November the 2nd, and the year is 2016. In 2 days, which is Tuesday, November 8th, America, or the United States of America as we know it, might change forever. Why? Because November 8th, 2016, we will learn the results of a most explosive presidential election campaign in the history of the United States. This explosive election campaign is between Mr. Donald Trump, a New York businessman, and Hillary Clinton, a long-time Washington, D.C. Insider and former First Lady of the United States. Her husband is former President Mr. Bill Clinton. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Laura Gall, and this segment is Laura Gall's Financial Fitness Boot Camp. My call-in number for my show is 1-714-242-527. Call in and let's talk. I see I'm having difficulties here. It's telling me that I'm not connected. Let me try again. Okay, looks like I'm having a little difficulties here today. I don't know why, but I'm just going to keep talking. Like I said, you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Laura Gall, and this segment of Laura Gall's Financial Fitness Boot Camp, this is the segment for today, and I told you my call-in number. My topic today is Money Smarts for Older Americans. My information for this show comes from the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and the FDIC, a booklet, which is titled Money Smarts for Older Americans. Now, let's begin. We have recently been bombarded with information about identity theft and cybersecurity. We know identity theft happens when someone other than you uses your personal information without your consent to commit fraud or other crimes. Identity theft is a serious offense. Your personal identifying factors are things like your Social Security number, Medicare ID, credit cards, address, and or bank account number, specifically bank account information specifically. Be careful with this information. Do not give it to anyone you don't know or trust. Don't give this information to people online or over the phone unless you are sure your information is secure. Older Americans who are trusting are most at risk for being financially exposed. They know or don't know. Okay, so what is financial exploitation? Financial exploitation of older Americans is one form of elder abuse. I repeat, what is financial exploitation? Financial exploitation of older Americans is one form of elder abuse. Other forms of elder abuse include physical, psychological, emotional, sexual abuse, neglect, abandonment, medical abuse with prescribed medications, or even self-neglect. Self-neglect can occur when older Americans suffer from a form of dementia. And let's face it, older Americans are getting older every day. Life expectancy has reached an all-time high. Older Americans can and do outlive their health coverage, insurance, age limits, or their income. Inflation can eat up what was a good income at age 60, but becomes a deficient, barely making it income by age 90 or 100. We don't want to add financial exploitation to this scenario. Elder financial exploitation is the theft of money, property, or belongings. Anyone can be at risk for financial exploitation. So, like I said, today's show is called Money Smart for Older Americans. And I seem to be having a little bit of difficulty here with my switchboard. I don't know why. It could be due to the time change. But financial exploitation is the fraudulent or otherwise illegal, unauthorized, or improper actions by a caregiver, a fiduciary, or other individual in which the resources of an older person are used by another person for their own personal profit or gain, or they engage in actions that might result in the depriving an older person of their benefits, resources, belongings, or assets to which they are entitled. So elder financial exploitation, like I said, is the theft of money, property, or belongings. Now, who is at risk for elder financial exploitation? Anyone can be a victim of financial exploitation. Financial exploitation crosses all social, educational, and economic boundaries. Why are older Americans at risk for financial exploitation? Well, I'll tell you, there are a lot of reasons and a lot of circumstances, and a combination of the reasons and circumstances that can cause it. Older Americans may have a regular income and accumulated assets. They may be trusting, and so they have income and assets, and that's why people want to befriend them and exploit them. They may be trusting and polite. They don't want to hurt someone's feelings. They may be lonely or socially isolated. Let's see. They may be vulnerable due to grief from the loss of a spouse, family member, friend, or pet. They may be reluctant to report exploitation by a family member, caregiver, or someone they depend on. They may be dependent on the support of a family member or caregiver to remain independent. They may be receiving care from a person with a substance abuse, gambling, or financial problem, or mental health issues. So they may be dependent on care for someone with mental health issues. They may fear retaliation. By a person who is exploiting them. So elderly people can be fearful of a party who is exploiting them, and that's what can put them at risk for financial exploitation. They may be unfamiliar with their own finances. They may be unfamiliar with managing their finances because there's a show on TV that shows a woman who, even though she was divorced from her husband, she let him manage her funds mainly because he was paying all of her bills. Now, at almost 50 years old, she's taken the reins of her financial fitness because she's earning money now. And so she's somewhat pulling away from his financial control. And her friends on the show were really shocked when she told them that she lets him handle all her financial affairs and pay all of her bills. She didn't put it that way. She just says she gives all her bills to her ex-husband. But they were really surprised that she really had no knowledge of her own financial affairs. Well, she didn't, because he has been paying her bills for, you know, the past 20 years, despite the fact that they have been divorced for maybe 10 years. So we must, if an elderly person may be unprepared for retirement and the potential loss of financial decision-making capacity. So they may be unprepared for retirement and the loss of their financial decision-making capacity. They may have cognitive impairments that may affect the financial decision-making and judgment. So if the person is suffering from dementia or some other cognitive impairment, they may make the wrong decisions or be a victim of the decisions of others. They may be dependent on a family member, caregiver, or another person who may pressure them for money or control of their finances. So now, what are some types of or some examples of financial exploitation? Some examples are exploitation by a person who's a power of attorney for that elderly person. Another example of financial exploitation is the theft of money or property, often by a caregiver or an in-home helper. Now, we see that in the news every day, where an in-home helper is exploiting an elderly person. Investment fraud and scams, including deceptive free lunch seminars, selling unnecessary or fraudulent financial services or products, lottery and sweepstakes scams. I've seen that happen to people who believe that they've won this and that, and honey, you cannot tell them that they haven't won. They so believe it. I don't know if it's because it's the thrill of winning or engaging in a conversation with someone who's telling you, yeah, you won, you won, you won. I don't know what it is, but they believe they've won. Even if it's a scam, they refuse to believe otherwise. Sometimes we get a lot of calls from telemarketers or mail offers or people who are door-to-door salespeople who come into your home and realize that you're the only one there and you're lonely, okay? Computer and internet scams. We're talking about the examples of financial exploitation. I've already mentioned identity theft, reverse mortgage fraud is one of them, and contractor fraud and home improvement scams. Yeah, that's a big one. So those are some examples of financial exploitation. I may have to do this show again because, like I said, I'm having a problem here today with my board here. I don't know why. Okay, who are the abusers? This is very important to know. The abusers could be family members and caretakers, friends, neighbors or acquaintances, persons with power of attorney or legal authority to access or manage your money, telephone and mail scammers, financial appraisers, internet scammers, home repair contractors, Medicare scam operators, or other persons known or unknown to the adult. Like I said, there are people out here who are honest, you know, and if the elderly person encounters that kind of person who's honest, then everything is okay. But if they encounter someone that's dishonest, they're going to end up on the wrong end of a situation. I'm going to end this call today, this show today, because I'm having problems here. My show is not showing up on my switchboard. So you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall. I'm going to have to, like, end this show. Let me try a few things here. Okay, everything about this show failed. Okay. Oh, it's saying there's no internet connection. Okay, what the hell now?